Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Coach Schlesinger, I don't know. I'm going off on a tangent.
We got Coach Schles on right now. You know, men's basketball coach.
But I brought that up, Christian, because of where UNO is at right now and expectations. It's all about expectations. And Coach Schles, thanks for coming on. And looking at preseason.
Wait, before we get into this, I want to ask Coach Schles. He brought his daughter to her first Saints game the other day. I want to know how that went, Coach. How'd it go?
It was a blast. She had so much fun, and she had been giving me such a hard time because I had taken Bubba to a couple games, and so then she had given me a hard time because she never got to go. And I was a little bit in the doghouse with my wife as well. So it was good that we were able to go as a family, and she had a blast, and we set in row one up in the 500. So we were like banging on the right in the end zone, banging on the black scoreboard box. So, man, I had them into it, and they were screaming, and we had the time of our life. I'm so happy for them and so happy for everything that's going on with everybody. And I mean, like Bobby knows, I worked with a good many of those assistants at Tulane at Northwestern State, and they're good. Those guys are good football coaches, and they're really good men. They're good people. And so I'm happy that they're doing well, and I think people should be.
Now, Coach Schlesinger, when you look at right now, much is given, much is required, and you could be an underdog, but it seems like this year and the expectation, the preseason, you're going to be a front runner. And look at the solid conference. That's a big conference. When you're talking about anything over double-digit members, that's impressive. Where I'm looking at last year, you make the conference final. You play in the postseason. So just talk about now the approach when you're dealing with the team and how you keep them humble and try and work them hard.
I think it's always good to be the hunted. I mean, I think you can play the underdog card easy, but, man, I sure do like being at the front of the pack way better than the back. The view's right. A lot better and it smells a lot better. So let's be at the front of the pack and let's work to keep up there. And I think that we've been, it's not hard to keep them humble. I think film is the great equalizer. The eye in the sky don't lie. You said it earlier in your show today. It doesn't lie. And I think you're able to keep teaching. And kids, whether they're high school or they're college student athletes, they want to be taught and they want to be shown how to be better and how to get better. And I think with that, we've been teaching as hard as we can teach. And, you know, we're going to have some bumps in the road no matter what. But I do like the club, and, man, have we worked hard. All the guys before us have really paid a high price to get this program to the point where people have enough respect for us to think we're the best team in the league. It's a long ways from 2011 when I got here and we played a year as a transition in Division II and then an independent Division I for a couple of years. We've come a long way from that.
Now, Coach Schlesinger, when you look at early in the schedule when you're out of conference and, you know, you're traveling. I know last year y'all playing, Pitt. Well, I think y'all playing Baylor. So just look at those type games. I think you're going to Memphis. And the point why I'm bringing this up is that I think you're playing the LSU Tigers. That is could be like, well, look, UNO's picked to win their conference, so they could challenge their players that you basically playing a March Madness type game that they could qualify for that. Is that something also that I'm not selling works in your favor, but I guess coach speak, that would be on the other end going against a team like UNO because of the expectations.
We've 100% dealt with that already. You know, and when I talk to these guys who are playing, whether it's Butler, SMU, Mississippi State, LSU, Hawaii, Memphis, who will be a top 10 team, maybe the number one team in the country, their coaches are selling that. Hey, you're playing the preseason favorite. You're playing a team that's been in the championships two of the last 3 years, been in postseason three straight years, and they sell it as this is a March game. This is a game where you guys better come ready and come prepared. And for us, I think it's even a better, more preparatory game for us because our guys know they have to raise their level. And each time we do these games, I want to go out and play a national schedule. I want to get as much exposure for our brand, for our university, for our city. But I also want to put our guys in that environment. Going to the FedEx Forum and playing in front of a sold-out crowd when Memphis quite possibly, realistically, could be the number one team in the country, that's what a guy goes to college to do. You want that challenge. You want to see where you stack up and where you play. And I think those are the type of games that have helped propel us to be able to have success and not be scared to go play some people. You know, I always enjoy that part. I want to see if I'm any good too. Let's go see. Let's line up and see where we stack up.
Coach Schlesinger, UNO men's basketball coach here on Sports Talk. And Coach, you talked about things that you guys have accomplished since you arrived on the campus of UNO and exponentially better qualified for the NCAA tournament two seasons ago. What another benchmark would be, hey, let's try to get to the NCAA tournament. That would be another feather in your cap for two out of three years qualifying for the NCAA men's basketball tournament.
There's no doubt. And we know that we got to win the conference tournament to do that. You got to really build your team and make your team to be March ready to be able to win that tournament, whether it's a three-day tournament, four-year, or two-game tournament, depends on your seed. But everything leads to that. And we know that we got to work every day to win that day to be able to win in March. And I think our guys have always had that blue-collar mentality, and I've always said it, that's the beautiful part about our city. We got the most joy-filled city in the world of people that know how to work hard and enjoy working hard, but then know the right time and place to cut loose and have fun. And I think our guys have shown that in how they play. You come watch us play, you're going to see a group that plays with a lot of passion, that enjoys it, that loves the guys they're playing with and for, and has fun doing it. And that's what we've always tried to be, you know, a mirror image of our culture and our personality here in the city.
Now, Coach Schlesinger, looking at the big picture, to me, that bodes well, and that's a brand when you say University of New Orleans. It's not no direction. It's not northwest, northeast, southeast, southwest, whatever you want to go in any state. So does that help when you say University of New Orleans, going maybe to Atlanta, to Houston, to Dallas, wherever around the country, that when you could tell a possible recruit in the future that this is University of New Orleans? Because, you know, they've heard of New Orleans, not necessarily like Southwest Missouri State or something. That has to help to me.
It's a lot easier conversation in my 9 years here than my previous 11 when I was trying to explain to them where Natchitoches was halfway between Shreveport and Alexandria. So it's a lot quicker intro to get into it.
Right.
And the other thing that's been really great for us is the Saints doing great and the Pelicans transforming themselves into probably the hottest brand in the NBA. And because potential student athletes, they know what's happening with Zion. They know what the team is doing. They know the buzz that's in the city. And they know that, wow, if they can do that, what can you guys do? And they're very intrigued by that, the messaging and the branding and the PR about our city with the student athletes we talk to out of state and even in state, even in North Louisiana. Is way, way different. I mean, we've got one commitment already in this class and got another one hopefully coming very, very soon. And they're both very talented guys. And I think that everything that's been going on in our city, high tide rises all boats. And I think, you know, we're going to see that in the next year or two in our recruiting class where we continue to be able to recruit better and better student athletes, not just in state, but nationally because of what's happening here in the city and the growth on our campus that's happening with enrollment and different things. We're still going to try to own the city and still work to get the best guys we can that fit us in the city. But, you know, I think that's something that people don't always consider is that when they've done well, we're going to do well too.
Now, Coach Schlesinger, personally knowing you, I know how much basketball means to you and the background. And when I look at your history, I mean, you can't get more basketball than Indiana. I guess maybe Kentucky, North Carolina, and it's all, you know, the Three Musketeers when you look at Carolina, Kentucky, and Indiana. But it's amazing how much your take on coming into football country and trying to establish where, look, we want to be entertained, we love sports, and just promoting that the basketball at the highest level, and they get people to want to be in that number.
I think New Orleans is a very, very underrated basketball town. I mean, you go through the history of the great players that have come out of this area and really the state. You know, when you look at the state of the number of NBA players that has come out, it's mind-boggling, not just in the metro area, but all over. And I think people really have a passion for it, but they – you know, there's other different than the Midwest. There's other things to do during basketball season here, whether it's carnival season, whether right. it's hunting season, whether it's fishing or something. There in the Midwest, it's you go there because it's freezing out. There's a bunch of snow.
So you go in the gym.
So you go to the gym. Down here, there's a bunch of other stuff to do. And I think I don't think that people don't have a passion for ball, and it's not that they don't have a passion for their school or an affinity for their team. I think that they just have other options that in the Midwest and in the North that aren't available for folks due to the climate and the weather. But I think the people that are very passionate about it and just trying to find that niche and compete with a very competitive market for their entertainment and for their time is always something that will always be a battle.
Coach, this city is going to be pretty neat in the next several months with obviously basketball getting cranked up at UNO, but as you mentioned, the Pelicans, the success of LSU, football, Saints. I mean, it's going to be a pretty neat city from the end of this month pretty much through February.
It's going to be a great time all over. I mean, I just think everything is peaking at the right time for multiple programs and multiple entities, not just what's happening on Airline Drive, but what's happening with us. You know, I'm sure the neighbors uptown will have their piece. I think
right.
Coach Wade has done a tremendous job in Baton Rouge. There's just a lot of buzz going on with what we're doing, and I think it's pretty neat for a state that I love and love living and proud to be, you know, a citizen of Orleans Parish and a citizen in the state. It's good for everybody, and I hope people take notice of it and appreciate it and get out and support everybody that's involved, because these type of runs don't always happen every single year. And when they do, people need to go out and enjoy them.
Yes, Coach Les, you know this. The bottom line is we like winners. If you're a winner, they should show up. If you're winning and you got the product out there, then we should support it. And I'll toot that horn and I'll bang that drum, whatever it takes.
That
because
horn.
We want to be involved with winners.
That's right.
And if you win, how could you not support that type of organization?
Mark Schlesinger, UNO head basketball coach. Thanks for the time, Coach. We'll talk to you soon.
Thank you, guys. You're the best. Oh, oh,
oh, O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Oh, 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 O'Reilly
Auto Parts.